And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jeff Gilson. The second Carborough Community Forum on Policing on June 29 was a success. A lot of very different views were expressed. People went away frustrated, anxious and despondent because there was next to no meeting of minds. But they were all determined to come back and continue the process. That was the success. I was very encouraged that no less than 6 police officers attended and almost all contributed. This is good. It is my opinion that citizen design of policing will only be meaningful if it is an equal and respectful conversation between police, elected officials from their funding agency, the Board of Aldermen, and concerned citizens. And that conversation will only be meaningful if it includes an articulate police presence. In the meantime, the Carborough Police, if Monday evening was an indication, are worried and defensive. Not unlike many good police departments across the nation, they feel offended that the years of training and experience in good policing that they feel they can evidence is not immediately, honestly, and fully acknowledged and supported. I, for one, do openly acknowledge the extraordinary, complex, and difficult job undertaken by police at the behest of our community. But that is the point. Both in Carborough and across America, police are public employees undertaking their job at the behest of the community and with its consent, and we are entitled to revisit that behest and that consent. But how on earth can civilians possibly know what is involved in proper policing? We don't have to. The only requirement for citizens to discuss the policing approach in their community is how they want to be policed, period. But why should citizens design the policy for the police department when they seek no interest in doing so for transport departments or the fire service? Because planning officials don't carry guns, tasers, and handcuffs. That's why. What do police get out of this new process? Well, renewed respect from and the trust of all in the community. So, to the next steps. Again, speaking personally, I don't want any more forums which are simply show-and-tell sessions with the police chief. I want us to start moving towards working agendas where we all, proactively, begin the process of reviewing, designing, and monitoring policing policy in Carborough. To that end, I proposed a motion, which received qualified support, and I invited all police officers to vote. They are citizens too. Never forget that. The motion. This meeting of concerned Carborough citizens believes that henceforth policing policy in Carborough should be designed by the elected officials of the Carborough Board of Aldermen in conjunction with the Carborough Police Department, and that such design should take place in an open and transparent manner involving those concerned Carborough citizens who wish to participate. I will be meeting further with Carborough Aldermen. I will be advocating for more regular forums and for agendas to specify policy areas to be discussed. My friends, this process is going to take time to implement. People are wary, naturally, but we're still talking, and that eventually will lead to the trust that will be required to give meaning to the concept of citizen design of policing. That's my take, and this is Jeff Gilson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.